I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to Faith in the Zone, a show about sports and faith and how the two come together in lives being touched. Right now, discover how people in sports walk in faith with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Until the Son of God. Welcome to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, flying solo this week. Pastor Ken Keltner should be back next week, and I'm excited about today's show. A few weeks ago, we had a woman on who ran InterVarsity, and she was great. She was really good. And just prior to that, Renee Lopez was on, and both asked me, how come you don't have more women on Faith in the Zone? And I said, you know what? I don't know. I have not really reached out, and maybe I need to do a better job. And we have two women in studio today. One I've known for a really long time, and I adore her and her family, and I think her parents have done a great job with her, except for one issue that she has. And Wilson, I have no idea how you allowed this to happen. Bonnie, I don't get it. But Tierney Gill is here, and she is an author, and we're going to talk about her book. But before we do that, we're going to talk about the New England Patriots. When did that happen, and how did it happen? Tierney, it's so good to see you.
Good to see you too, Mike, with that introduction.
Yeah, you bet. So tell me about this love for the Patriots. How did that happen? So you're in Packer land.
I am, but I'm still able to use my brain.
Yeah. And thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to Faith in the Zone.
I love football, and I love excellence, so that led me towards the New England Patriots. I actually used to like the Packers. They were my favorite team growing up, and the Patriots were my second favorite team, even as far back as I'm playing in the Super Bowl. But then with the whole Brett Favre saga, I realized I was actually more of a Brett fan and not a Packer fan.
Okay.
And then with everything, with the fallout with the team, it became, okay, I'll go to whichever team Brett Favre was a member of. So it was really hard to be a Jets fan for a year or two.
Horrible.
But the Vikings was kind of fun, especially when they came back and beat the Packers.
Oh, man. And she, look, she's a Wisconsin girl. She's a cheesehead, I thought. But so when Brady retires, and that could be this year, could be 10 years from now, who knows, is it possible that you're a Patriots fan because of Brady?
No, but Brady is a good portion of it. I like the organization. I like the way they coach. I like the mentality. I like the mindset to how they approach games. I like the way they do their research and prepare for games. Are like, now, oh, they adapt year to year. I can see a comment is coming, so
some people may say that they kind of cheat sometimes. That whole, you know, the flake gate or whatever they called it, and you know, so, but that's just again, where I work for a sports radio station, I hear things. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you guys could draw up another fake controversy, that'd be great. Last time you did,
I can't wait.
And this took Brady out for four games, he came back on a tear and won the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
so
I had
we
him
could
in
actually
my,
use a little controversy.
Had him in my fantasy league that year. It worked out really well for me, by the way. In fact, I wasn't a Patriot fan, but I was a Brady fan that year. Hey, and let me tell you a little bit about Tierney and how I've known her for a really long time. We used to go to Brookside or Eastside Baptist Church together, and I'm a big fan of her mom and dad. I think are just two of the best people. Wilson and Bonnie Gill have done a great job. They have a lot of kids. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I'm one of 17.
One of 17, and one is cuter than the next, and one is smarter than the next. It's a wonderful family that I can tell you a quick story. We live in a small house near Wauwatosa, and we had them over a long time ago for pizza and dinner, and Wilson and Bonnie walked in, and the older kids, Tierney being one of them, had all the kids walk in, take their coats off, put them in the bedroom, and then come and sit down, single file, like in this, and I was like, wow, this is awesome. Like, I should have them come babysit my kids, is what I thought. And it just was really a lot of fun. And please say hi to your mom and dad. I don't talk to them nearly enough. And congratulations on this book. And we're going to talk about this book. The name of the book is A Few Words on Your Identity in Christ. And we're also joined by Kimberly Krieger, the Fellowship of Extraordinary Women. She is the founder of that. Kimberly, it's nice to meet you.
Hi, thanks for having me on the show.
I did good on that last name, didn't I?
You nailed it.
Hey, as we talk about this book and we talk about their lives and their journeys, there's a website that I would recommend you go to, and it's called A Few Women, W-O-M-E-N, correct?
Correct.
AfewWomen.com, and that will get you a lot of information. I was on that website a lot today and a little bit last night, and there's a number of things that you're going to want to know about this book that they've written, a lot about a few is what the name of it is, and few stands for Fellowship of Extraordinary Women. That's kind of the home of this, correct, Kimberly?
Yes, few is the home, the umbrella, and under that umbrella we have a monthly gathering, we publish women's stories, and we offer women's leadership training, and beginning in 2020 we'll be offering coaching certification to women as well.
Boy, that's awesome. Are you a Milwaukee girl?
I'm a outskirts of Milwaukee girl.
Hold on, you're a Packer fan though, right?
I am a Packer fan.
That's two against one.
Yes.
She loses.
Yeah. Don't ask me like stats or anything.
But did you know when the Packers and the Patriots played in the Super Bowl, who won that game? Oh, the Packers did. Okay. Anyway, Tierney, we'll get
back.
When
it was Brett Favre, I was a Packer fan at that point. So.
Yeah. Well, that's the reason they won. Kimberly, where did you grow up? Where did you go to high school?
I grew up in Big Bend, Wisconsin. I graduated from Muguanago High School.
You did? The Indians?
The Muguanago Indians. Yeah. And the irony there is that now I live in Muguanago and my children are going to Muguanago High School.
Really?
Yeah.
How many
weird.
Kids do you have?
I have a few kids. I don't have as many as
no, but
Kim's
pretty close. Pretty close. Kimberly's got 12. 12 kids, which it's wonderful. And I'm sure that you get tired of people going, what? How many? And how many are in your family? You must get tired of that. I, for one, think it's wonderful. I come from a family of six. I have two kids of my own, Matthew and Katie, and four grandsons. My daughter Katie has three. My son Matthew has a five-month-year-old, Liam Michael McGivern, which... that's an Irish name. I think he's going to be in jail by the time he's 12, the little boy, but that's just me. And speaking to Kimberly, you have to know this. Speaking of my son Matthew, I believe the same age as Tierney. And she is the first girl he ever had a crush on.
Oh.
And I'll tell you why. And it was because she whooped him in every sport imaginable. And he was like in fourth grade looking at her like his eyelashes. He's like, Dad, she's really good in sports. Isn't that awesome? Just like, oh, Tierney's going to be there. Okay, I'll go to the picnic. And I'm like, would you just once beat her in something? I'm trying, Dad. I'm trying. She doesn't throw like a girl. And I go, I don't know what that means, because she throws
no
way better.
Taken.
No offense, no offense at all. Hey,
guys, I do remember when he was playing once. I think he had a foot cast. He broke his foot or his leg or something, and how bad he was trying to keep
he
up in
still,
football. Still
he was
didn't
still trying. The little Irish boy had some moxie, though. You know, I'll tell you what, Tierney, you would have liked to see him play. He played college basketball at Maranatha Baptist Bible College.
Okay,
set a school record for assists the middle of his junior year. And you would have enjoyed the way he played. He doesn't get to play basketball much anymore, but I still have some videotapes, and I can show them. He said to me, don't ever show these.
That's called blackmail, man.
Total blackmail. Total. He would whoop you now, just so you know. It only took 20 years, but he would whoop you now.
In basketball or football?
Basketball. Yeah, football, I would take you on that one still. I'm telling you right now. Again, fewwomen.com is where you're going to want to go. And a couple of things that you need to know about as we talk about this book and the idea of where this book came from and how it came to fruition. It is a book from women for women.
Yes.
And so when the reason I'm having them on right now, this time of year, is twofold. One, on December 18th, they've got a book signing, a holiday book signing that's going on at Terrace 167 in Richfield at 6:30 p.m. So that's this coming Monday, Tuesday?
It's a Wednesday evening.
Wednesday. Not even close. Yeah. Wednesday. Well, this is going to air on the 15th.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
That Wednesday, the 18th, the holiday book signing on this book, again, Terrace 167 in Richfield at 6:30. Go to that website, afewwomen.com. And you're wondering right now, because we have a lot of coaches, a lot of men that listen to the show, if it's a book by women for women, why are you telling me about it? Because it's a great holiday gift.
Yes.
You know what? You want something, and I've looked at the book, and I've gone through some of the transcripts, and the girl's been nice enough to bring me a copy, and that I will hand off to my wife, Terry. And I can tell you that the stuff that I looked at, it's a perfect way for your wife and your family to start the new year. You know what? 2020, what a great way. And you're going to read some really, really good stories. And she's going to be able to do a lot of things within that book that's going to strengthen her faith. And the things that she does to run this household, I'm telling you, it would be a great Christmas gift. And congratulations. Tierney, I'm going to start with you. We just have a few minutes in this segment. When I talked to you and I reached out to you, and we hadn't talked for a while, mm-hmm. but I said, wow, you're an author. And you said, you know what, I always thought maybe I'd want to do this, and now I'm doing a couple of things, and I'm really excited. Can you talk a little bit about that process and where it began and how difficult it was?
Sure. So, yes, it has actually been a dream of mine to write. I've been writing since I was a child. I think I started around 9, 10 even. I wrote a lot of stories for my siblings. Like, we had these action figures, and they had lives and families and everything. So I wrote a lot as a child, but then I started turning more towards poetry in my teenage years. I hadn't thought much of publishing. I just wrote mainly for myself. And it was a lot of biblically based poetry, so I guess not for myself, it was for the glory of God, but it
sure.
was for me to read, not necessarily for anybody else. But then I met Kimberly actually earlier this year, and we were at an event at Wisconsin Lutheran College that she was speaking on, and I felt the urging to go up and talk to her afterwards. I think it was because she was joking a lot about big families in her speech. So I went up and said, I think I actually have more brothers than you do kids. And that's how we
hit
it
awesome.
Off.
That's awesome.
I don't get to use that line much, so that was fun. And she was looking for co-authors for the devotional book, but also for the companion book at that time. And I was interested, knew nothing about the publishing process. So we communicated a little bit over the summer, and then she was able to convince me that, yes, I could come on board. And the process for me was, I think we only went through, maybe 3 drafts or so. So we'd send over our initial thought processes, and then we'd have to make sure, obviously, there wasn't overlap between other authors on the devotional.
And Kimberly, how many authors are in this book?
Mm-hmm. This book has 17 co-authors.
So 17 different women, correct?
Yes.
That have put together... And is it their thoughts? Is it their identity? Where it came from in Christ? Or what was the marching orders that you gave to these authors? What was that?
Yes, that's a great question. So it's a devotional. So everyone can sit down one day at a time and read a segment about a woman's identity story. So this devotional is a great way for women to tell their identity story, because we usually have more than one. We don't walk in our identity in Christ as a one and done. It's many, many experiences, many revelations, many mini stories that comprise our bigger story. And that's exactly what the authors of this book did, told a lot of mini stories that helped make them who they are today.
Kimberly, are the authors here, are there most of them local here in the Milwaukee or Wisconsin area, or are they throughout the country?
Throughout the country. And we have a couple international authors as well that are a part of FEW. We've been really blessed to connect with amazing women around the world.
Boy, again, that website, and the book is available now online, Barnes & Noble. They can pick it up if they go to afewwomen.com, correct?
Thefewwomen.com. Thefewwomen or Amazon.
Or Amazon, thefewwomen.com. I would recommend to go there, because once you go on that website, trust me, you're going to spend some time on the website. There were some blogs on there that were really good. The information on some of the authors is really very interesting. And then there's the information regarding this on the 18th, again, this holiday book signing. And then there's also an event that's coming up in January, correct? Can we
yes.
talk a little bit about that before we go to a break?
I would love to talk about that, Mike. January 23rd, 24th, and 25th, FEW is offering a women's leadership conference. It's a 2.5-day event. And the testimonials from women, this will be our 4th annual, and the most remarkable thing about this event is that women are transformed. They leave this event knowing who they are in Christ, ready to really launch in their purpose. Women at this conference are asked to name the mountains of influence that God has called them to conquer. And so there's a lot when you say something out loud in a room full of people, and then they expect you to go follow up, right?
You bet.
And so it's 2.5 days of powerful teaching on self-leadership, biblically based. We also are doing a new segment this year we haven't done before on StrengthsFinder and your spiritual gifts. So women will really know who they are when they leave this event. So
Kimberly, for the men that are listening to this, if they want the perfect gift for their wives for Christmas, pick up the book and sign them up for this.
Yes.
Do they have to make the 2.5 day commitment? Can they come for 2 days? Can they come for a day and a half if they have work? What's your idea on that?
Sure. It's a Thursday evening, all day Friday, all day Saturday. We've had women attend partially all of it. Definitely reach out to me. I'll make sure that we accommodate your needs. The most important thing I think for your male listeners to understand is when a woman really knows who she is in Christ, and I'm just going to be real because I'm a married woman. Okay?
You bet. Yeah.
It's a much easier on the man in the relationship.
Amen.
Okay.
I know that because
right?
You know what? I am married to a very godly woman who, and I could tell you because I told you my story before, had it not been for her, I'm not sure where I'd be.
Yeah.
I have to be honest with you. A number of the things that jumped off the page for me that you guys go through in this conference is a heart to serve, which I love, a humble heart, walking in wisdom, overcoming fear, strategies for faith and prayer, which I think is really interesting. You know, the idea of strategy for your faith and strategy on prayer is very interesting. So, look, I would highly recommend, again, go to that website. It's thefewwomen.com. A lot of information, and make sure you've got 30 minutes put aside before you go to the website, because you're going to find yourself being caught reading a lot of these things that are there. And it's really interesting. And look, for a man to read this, really important for me to understand some of the things that you guys are seeing, talking about, because it makes me a better husband, I believe.
Sure will.
No,
absolutely.
Nothing from you, Miss Gill. I can see that look where you want to jump on. Yeah. You know what? I was about to turn her mic off because she gets that from her daddy's side, by the way. We're going to get to a break. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
More now of Faith in the Zone, discovering people of sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church. Back with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, again flying solo this week. Pastor Ken Keltner will be back next week. It's been a fun show. You should hear what goes on during the breaks. That's what I'm telling you. Tierney Gill, she is an author, and we'll talk a little bit more about what she does for a living. It's pretty impressive. She's doing great work here in the state of Wisconsin. An author of a book, A Few Words on Your Identity in Christ. And you can go to afewwomen.com to pick that book up. And again, it's a great holiday Christmas gift for your wives. They're also doing a holiday signing, book signing on the 18th, which is Wednesday of this week. Terrace 167 in Richfield. Starts at 6:30. Again, go to afewwomen.com to get more information on not only this book, but the work that Kimberly Krieger has done, The Fellowship of Extraordinary Women. Girls, the second segment on Faith in the Zone is one that I think we talk a lot about because both Pastor Ken and I feel like it really is kind of what this show is about when we ask people to get up on the mountaintop a little bit with us and share their testimony on how their walk had begun. And Tierney, if I can ask you to begin and if you can share your testimony with our audience, I'd appreciate that.
Sure.
Sure, you can ask, but I don't have to answer. No, I'm
kidding. Excellent. That's Tierney Gill. Again, the name of the book is The Few Words on Your Identity in Christ and How to Be a Wise Guy by Tierney Gill.
A wise gal.
But... A wise gal. Oh, there we go. Oh, that's right. She doesn't throw like a girl. I don't know what that means. I'm just kidding. So, Tierney, look, again, I've known you for a really long time, and I got a feeling like I may know your testimony. I'm not sure. But again, knowing your family, I know that that probably had something to do with this. But let me ask you, when somebody asks you and you're out to share your testimony, what do you tell them?
Sure. So my story is a tribute to the impact that a godly mother can make on a child's life. So I was young, probably about the age of 5, and our family had just watched a movie from, it was at that time, Family Theater on WVCY. And it was a movie about the end times. And even as a child, I had a lot of questions about it. And I remember at the end of the movie when they're showing what happens, the rapture, the tribulation period, all of that, I remember running to mom, crying and wanting to talk about what it meant to be saved. And, oh, was I going to go through the tribulation? Was I going to go to hell? And I remember vividly, because dad was asleep on the couch, sorry, dad, and mom was sitting on the front stairs with me, and we just sat and talked for an hour about what it meant to be a sinner, if I understood that I was a sinner, where I was headed if I did not accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, that as a Christian, I wouldn't have to go through the tribulation period. And right there on our front stairs, she led me to Christ. So
Amen.
That's my story.
You know what? And it's a powerful story. And the testimonies to me, guys, it just, it brings me to tears a lot of times, because when you have a mom like Bonnie that would say, okay, come on, let's you and I talk, and she's busy, because again, there's a lot yes. of Gill kids all over the place, but to say, look, let's take an hour and let me explain to you as a 5 or 6 year old what this means. I envy the fact that you figure this out at such an early age, and you're still really young, and you know, the platform and the journey that you've been on is incredible. It took, I'm 100% Irish, I'm stubborn, and it took me a lot longer to figure this thing out. So congratulations on that, and thank you so much for sharing. And I hope Bonnie gets a chance to hear this, because we talk a lot about godly women on this. And I talk about when I went to Eastside that time where Pastor Dura said, look, I knew you'd be coming. And I said, excuse me? He said, your wife's been praying for you for years. I didn't know when you'd come, but I knew you would come. I think that's just a remarkable story. And thank you for that. Kimberly, can I ask the same for you, if you could share your testimony with us?
Sure, I'd love to. Thank you. When I was very young, I asked Jesus into my heart. The way I tell the story is I probably asked him into my heart like 30 times, just to make sure it stuck. And I don't really know how old I was when that started, but I knew that I was a Christian. I knew that I was saved. But our family went through difficult times beginning when I was about 8, when my parents divorced. And I went through a really hardcore rebellion, Mike. I mean, I was the problem child in my home. And I ended
you
up...
You and I are twins then, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I would have welcomed your invitation to make trouble that yeah. you talked about before.
None of the Gills kid did, so I'm glad
yeah,
that you
exactly.
would.
Exactly. I was like, I can't relate to these Gill children.
No, there was a couple that had that look, but I don't know how far they would have gone with
it. And don't even get me started on my children. But anyway, so at 16, I became a mom. And I was a teen mom, and my 17th birthday present was a little baby named Jesse, and that was the turning point, excuse me, for my life. I, at that point, realized my mom had raised me with Bible stories in the living room before bed. And I knew that those Bible stories, I maybe didn't know the Bible, but I knew those Bible stories inside and out, and I knew that God was real. And I knew that somehow, some way, that was an anchor in my life. And I looked at my son, and I thought about the really chaos I had created in my life, and knew that I had a decision to make. I was either going to raise my son with Bible stories, or I was going to find babysitters while I was out partying, but I wasn't going to do both. I knew that I couldn't do both. And I made a decision to give my life back to the Lord as a young woman.
Wow.
And I got married at 18. By 21, I had 3 children. And I went on to have 8 more children. So I had 11 children with my first husband. And throughout that time during our marriage, I really came to the realization that he was a severe alcoholic and a drug user, and a lot of what I thought about my life wasn't really true. You know what I mean? Like, when you find out about somebody's real life, what they're really up to, you start to realize you're not really living the life you thought you were living. And it was difficult.
And I don't mean to stop you in the middle of your testimony, but what a difficult journey that must have been to realize that, look, this is not, I'm not living the life I thought I was living. Mm-hmm. How did you respond to that, and how long did it take you to figure out that, boy, this is just not the right path?
Yeah. So, you know, the easy way to say it is I wanted the Waltons. I wanted a big, happy family, and instead I got Jerry Springer. And that's just the truth. We needed bouncers and officers and security guards in our house. We went through, everything that comes with addiction, anger, fear, abuse, all of it. And it was really, really difficult. And that is when I really turned to the Lord and to the Word of God. And most of the promises God gave me for my family were from the book of Isaiah, which is interesting if you know anything about the book of Isaiah. It's God's word to captive Israel, and it's his words of deliverance. And I didn't even know that then. I didn't really know what Isaiah was about and why he wrote it. Sorry.
No, that's okay. No worries. You do that, okay. And we can move on. How when you realized that, did your ex-husband understand? Has he figured out his issues? Is he still? That's me.
Yeah.
You know that I had some of that same stuff going on, and I told you about going down to Eastside Baptist where Pastor Darrell just took the book, the King James Version, and said, this is the only way I know to help you.
Yeah.
And if you don't think this is right for you, then you might get up and walk out. But if you do, close the door, let's go to work.
Yeah.
And so that for me, what a turning point. And if the Lord's willing to accept somebody like me, he will meet you where you're at.
Yes.
He will totally meet you right where you don't have to go this long distance to say, I'm not worthy at this point. He will come right to you. So I'm hoping that whoever had issues in your life and your past life, that they have found, you know, happiness and been able to not do that anymore. But I'm sorry. So if you can go on. So that at that point where you realize that, look, this isn't the life that I thought I was living. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the jumping off point there then.
Well, I'm going to be really honest that when I realized this is not the life that I thought I signed up for, I was in a pretty big pity party. I was convinced that it was all his fault. And I was sure that if he would get sober and take responsibility, that I would be the happiest person alive. Because after all, wasn't my dream a big, happy family? And I thought that the problem in the scenario was his addiction. And what I came to learn was that the reason I was a miserable person is because I had all kinds of issues inside of me. And when I went and sought help because I felt like I was just being buried under the weight of the addiction in the home, my kids were starting to enter their teen years, there was some rebellion and resistance from the kids, they no longer wanted to go to church or serve the Lord. It was like I was losing control. And that's a really accurate statement because I was trying so hard to control everything. And so I went and got help, and I discovered that part of the problem was my enabling. Part of the problem was me covering for him. Part of the problem was me turning the other cheek to things I should have never turned the other cheek to. And so I began to work on me. And I'll tell you what, one of the things I'm the most grateful for is that marriage, for one reason. It totally was the catalyst for my transformation. And through desperation, I found all the tools and hope and truth I needed in the Word of God.
Boy. So fellowship, the Fellowship of Extraordinary Women. You're the founder of that publisher, Few International Publications, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And so the journey that you went through has a lot to do with what you're doing now.
Oh, yes.
And the amount of women that you're helping with this. And again, guys, when I talk about this is a book written by women for women, don't be afraid to pay it up, because us guys, we need to understand. We need to do a better job sometimes at understanding the women in our lives. But do your wife a favor, and you a favor for that matter. Be a great holiday gift. And you can go to thefewwomen.com, thefewwomen.com, and pick up this book. And you can probably get it before Christmas, right? I'm sure.
Yes, they certainly can if they go to Amazon. That would be if they have Prime.
And you go to Amazon. And better yet, do you know what? If you want to ask Tierney Gillen why she is a Patriot fan, on December 18th, holiday book signing at Terrace 167 in Ridgefield.
Oh, no.
Hey, if you wear Packer gear and you get a picture with her and you've got Packer gear on, you know what? You let me know where you want me to donate cash to. I'll donate cash. I want those pictures, that's for sure. We're going to get to a break. Or this side of the break, we're going to continue to talk.
Break now. Okay.
We don't have to go to break. I'm in charge here, Gil. You are not in charge. I know you're in charge of a lot of things. Not in here, sister. This is all me. Because she is Tierney Gill. Again, one of the authors. A few words on your identity in Christ. A few words on your identity in Christ, and you're going to want to go and look at this. And again, when you go to the website, afewwomen.com, make sure you have a few minutes put aside, because some of the blogs on there are very interesting. They also, they are promoting an event coming up in January, and you want to get more information on that. It starts January 23rd in the evening, 24th and 25th. It'd be a great addition to bind that book for your wife's for Christmas, and
yes.
Can't recommend it enough. This is Faith in the Zone. On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone, an inside look at people in sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Brain Balance of Mequon. Here's host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, and just really having fun. I'm telling you, talking Patriots football.
Ring number seven.
She is Tierney Gill, and don't hold this against her. Please still buy her book. You know what?
a few
words on your identity in Christ. And again, it's a book written by women for women and for you guys out there. And I know all you guys, man, most of them, come up and talk to me a lot about Faith in the Zone. I want you to think about buying this for your wife. And it not only is it going to help her, it's a devotional book for her, but it certainly will help you at the same time. And maybe read it together and do some of the workbook stuff together. I think that would be a great idea.
That's good.
Thefewwomen.com is where you can go. Or if you're an Amazon Prime, you can get this before Christmas. Go on Amazon. Again, the name of the book, A Few Words on Your Identity in Christ. Or if you want to buy it, the 18th, which is Wednesday, holiday book signing, again, Terrence 167 in Ridgefield, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, boy. 6:30 p.m. is where you can go and get this book right then there and get it signed. Can I ask what the cost of the book is?
$20.
Come on, boys, really?
Yep.
It's 20 bucks. So I would highly recommend it. Hey, before we move on, and I've got some questions for both you guys regarding your testimony, but I rudely interrupted you a little bit, and then I moved on, but you said, hey, look, I got a little bit left of my testimony, very important part of your testimony that I kind of cut you off. Sorry about that. As Miss Gill will tell you that I have a tendency to do that to a lot of people.
Problem. Especially
no
when
worries.
Talking about the Patriots.
So let's get to a break. No, I'm just kidding. She said Patriots, and I automatically want to go to a break.
Break time.
I paid for this microphone.
She is Kimberly Krieger, by the way, and she is, the founder of the Fellowship of Extraordinary Women. And when you go to that website, you're going to understand the strength behind this company that she has founded, and it's really impressive. But when we left off on your testimony, Kimberly, you know, you had talked about your ex-husband and some of the demons that he was dealing with,
yeah.
And how you thought if you would just, you know, shield him and help that maybe it would all get better, and it didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm gonna get deep for just a moment with you guys listening. What I discovered was I wasn't loving my husband the way Christ loves us. And what do I mean by that? Well, love does what is best for a person, not what feels best for the person. And I was loving him in a way that felt best. In other words, it was helping him keep his addiction going, and it was destroying our marriage and our family. And my wake-up call was that, you know, I was contributing to, I was helping dig the pit that I felt I was in. And so when I was faced with that information, I was like, I'm up and out of here. I'm calling 911 to help him get out of here. And a lot of times those stories end beautifully where the person with the addiction is like, yes, thank you. Yes, I want to be well. And in my case, it didn't end like that. My now ex-husband was like, what do you mean you're calling 911? I don't need you to call 911. And so I continued on my wellness journey, and he kind of unraveled. And the last 3 years of our marriage were particularly difficult. And on our really the last day of what I consider our marriage was in November of 2007, he got very, very drunk, and he became violent with two of our teenage children, and he was arrested and charged with felony child abuse, and he was removed from our home and our family permanently. And at that time, I was left with all the bills, and he was in jail, and all the children, and there were 10 of our 11 that were still under 18, so I had an 18-month-old up to a 17-year-old. And I had been a stay-at-home homeschooling mom.
Oh, my.
And now it was time for me to go be the breadwinner and also try to just even manage the minefield of emotions we were all experiencing. And that period of my life is kind of a blur, to be honest. We made it through. We're still standing. And then in 2011, I remarried my husband, Scott, and I got married. And I launched my business that year and really stepped into my purpose. And I say that because out of all of that struggle, all of that despair and desperation, everything that God is and was to me and everything that he showed me about who I am is the reason I can help women with anything today.
Amen. Yeah, that part of the story doesn't. I've never seen the Waltons on that part of it.
No.
You said you wanted one of the I never saw that part.
No.
And you know what? Are your parents alive? Are they around?
My dad is. My stepmom. Mm-hmm.
It must be so proud.
Yeah.
They
got to
be
is.
Really proud
yes.
of the work that you're doing. Hey, in the earlier part, you had made you said, look, part of my testimony, part of my story is that I was read and talked to with Bible stories.
Yes.
And Turney, you guys were homeschooled.
Correct.
And I've got to believe that was a big part of the curriculum, right? I'm sure that the faith side of it. And I'm wondering with you and your testimony, how much of that part of it, of the educational side of it, or the family talking about this, had to do with, you know, where your journey is today?
I'd say it's definitely the foundation.
Correct.
Again, to give a shout out to both of my parents, when you're raised in a solid Christian home where the Bible is the basis of everything, and you know as a Christian how to live, how to act, how to grow, how to mature, how to interact with those around you, yes, it does shape who you are. It does point you to what your identity actually is in Christ and not in those around you. That was a shout out for the book.
Yeah, there you go. Well done.
And it does lead you to where you are today now as a young adult.
And you know, it's a tough journey. Look, our paths were probably similar, or you know, because of what you've known. Turney and ours aren't. And I went to Catholic.
I'm a Patriots fan.
I went to Catholic schools. Let's get to a
She's
break.
She's also a good girl.
Yeah, I know.
A good girl, and I don't know how those two fit, Patriots and good girl, but.
Hey, when you say.
Did you start Daniel in the Lion's Den? It comes into.
It is.
Are you muting me?
Who are you a fan again? You're a fan of what
I
team?
I see you ready to press mute.
There, I took her right off the air. That's all.
That's
I'm
awesome.
Only kidding. I would never do this. This is Faith in the Zone. We like all people. But I've got to believe, and look, yours was, you were trying to make sure that you know, you shielded your husband. Mine, just so you know, was when my wife said these words. She said, you're either going to grow up and become the man that I know you can become, or you're going to live the rest of your life in a loveless marriage.
Wow.
Most powerful words, and you know Mrs. McGivern, she's all of about 110 pounds soaking wet.
Wow.
The most powerful thing anybody's ever said to me.
I already love your wife,
yeah,
by the way.
She's, you know what, she is the
yeah,
real deal.
It's amazing.
Rock solid in her faith and a really good, strong Christian mom and wife. And when she said those words, I didn't even like doing what I was doing anymore. I didn't, but that's who I thought I was.
Yeah.
So for me then to go see Pastor Darrell and say, look, here are the issues, you know?
Yeah.
And why is it that when I come to church here at Eastside Baptist once a year, you keep looking at me all the time? And he said, that's what they all say when they're doing things that are wrong.
Uh-huh.
And I said, that's awesome. Hey, guys, we are talking again as we continue this conversation. Tierney Gill, she is one of the authors of the book, A Few Words on Your Identity in Christ. A Few Words on Your Identity in Christ. You can go to this website, afewwomen.com. If you want to pick this up for Christmas, if you're an Amazon Prime customer, you can go right on Amazon and pick it up. Again, A Few Words on Your Identity in Christ. I don't know if there's a better Christmas gift that you can give your mom, you can give your sister, your aunt, your wife, women in your life, buy four of them, buy 10 of them. And look, this is going to really affect and change their lives in a great way. Or if you want to buy them in person, get a chance to meet Kimberly, get a chance to meet Tierney, and a number of other authors. How many of the authors will be there?
There are 17 total authors. I don't know the exact number, but we do have authors from out of state, so they won't all be present at the book signing. But there'll be plenty of wonderful,
but
amazing
Tierney
women.
Will be there, right?
Tierney will be there.
That was a joke. I see you growing.
No, I'm hoping her whole family comes so I can meet all these girls.
You know what?
That I'm
You'll sell
about.
Out of books if her family comes. It's the 18th of this month, the 18th of December, this Wednesday, holiday book signing, Terrace 167 in Richfield. Where about is that?
It's right on Highway 167 in Richfield.
Easy.
Yeah.
There
easy
you go.
Peasy.
And you know what? Just look it up because you can certainly. You can find it. Let's get to a break. Or let's have a break. We're going to talk a little bit about the website if we can. And then we're going to talk about a couple of things that you're doing in your real life now. You're doing some good work. You're a political creature, right?
You I love, like how you put creature with political.
You love well, hey, look, I think we're both on the same side of this this fight right now. And it's getting kind of out of hand, but that's just me. When we'll talk about a little of that. On the other side of the break, this is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Back to Faith in the Zone, a journey on how people in sports walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Here's host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Again, I'm Mike McGivern flying solo this week. Pastor Ken Keltner will be back next week. It's been a really fun show for me. Obviously, you can tell that I'm a big fan of Kimberly Krieger. She's the founder of the Fellowship of Extraordinary Women. Again, the Few Women. TheFewWomen.com is where to go to look at some of the great things that Kimberly is doing. I'm also a big fan of Tierney Gill. She is one of the authors of this book, A Few Words on Your Identity in Christ. Tierney, I want to talk some things about what you're doing in your real world, but we're not going to have time. But one other day, I promise you'll come back, and we will, because I'm a big fan of some of the stuff that you're doing in your real life. I wanted to talk a little bit about this book, and when you were asked to write this, did you have an idea on where you were going to go immediately with it? And can you talk a little bit about what you talk about as an author in the book?
Sure. No, when the offer was first presented to me, I didn't want to do it because there's always an inherent fear, I think, in anybody in stepping out there the first time is starting to actually share your story.
Right.
And not many of us are fans of vulnerability either. But the process itself, interesting enough, was healing and therapeutic as well. So you don't have to know where you're headed when you take that first step of faith. You just take each step after that. And that's where I ended up now, actually being a published author, writing a devotional. What was the
The part of when somebody picks up the book and they read your part as one of many authors, again, it's a book
17.
By women, for women that men should buy for the women in their lives.
Yes.
Right? That's you can use that marketing thing, Kimberly, if you'd like. But again, I would highly recommend it. Did you know the direction you wanted to take? And can you kind of talk and step us through if people want to pick up the book when they get to your section? What chapter is yours, by the way?
They're selections. So I have four of them, actually.
You have four of them.
Yep.
And can you talk, give us one or two. A little sneak peek, yeah.
Okay. So one that was actually pretty close to my heart that I wrote about, the topic was called Beautifully Broken. A lot of the young women that I interact with, broken is a word that's thrown around usually as a negative. And walking through this journey through scripture, through prayer, and realizing that God takes something that we consider ugly or doesn't have value, like brokenness, and turns into something beautiful. So I wrote a whole selection on that. At the time, that was the furthest thing from what I was going to write about.
Sure.
But as I continued through the process, it became, no, I want you to write about this, or this is a topic perhaps somebody else needs to hear, or I think I'm writing for somebody else, and figure out it was actually written for me as well.
Wow.
Another one that I wrote about, we kind of alluded to it in an earlier segment, growing up in inner city Milwaukee. It's a topic on, I think I called it Safe and Secure in the Savior's Shadow, and just what safety means to a child growing up in an environment like that, and realizing all the proactive things that you can do to protect yourself, how in the end it doesn't really matter, because the one who's keeping you safe is Christ, and that safety and security that's found in Him alone, as opposed to thinking it's something that you can bring about or something that you can be responsible for.
Right. Well, amen to that. Well, she's a good ambassador for this book. You know that?
Yes, she is.
Look,
she's an excellent
writer. I'm not talking football with her ever again. You know, maybe
it's
one
okay,
day.
Mike's having a hard time coming to seven. But.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Ouch. Wilson, this is all you. Bonnie's side would never rip me the way that she's doing this. This is totally Wilson Gill. She sounds just like me. I'm telling you.
That's so
but
funny.
What a great ambassador. And you know what? For a young woman at her age to be able to know kind of where she's going and how she's going to get there,
yes,
and the direction of her life, she will she may have a number of books on that website one day.
I agree. Mike, I met her at that event I spoke at. We connected over coffee, and it took me about 4 minutes to figure out this is an author. This is a woman with many platforms.
But do you know why? Because she can't sing, dance, shoot a basket, throw a pump. She
can't be all... Unless it's beating Matthew.
You know what? Until I coached him up a little bit. He'd whoop you today, though.
Well,
I'm
she
sorry.
Can write.
She
oh,
can.
I'll tell you, she can write, and she can think, and she can articulate. She's an incredibly gifted young woman, and I'm thrilled that she said yes to this book.
I'm a grandfather of four. And when I talked to her on the phone, I asked for her advice on something.
Wow.
And said, you know what, can you help me with this? And she said, you bet, let me step you through this. And she really did. She helped me with something that I've struggled with, a question regarding some politics that we don't need to get into in today's show. But I said, how do you answer this?
Wow.
And she said, okay, let me tell you. And just very calmly, and just one step at a time, and said, here's the way you answer that. And I hung up, and I was like, man, she's like Dr. Phil. You know, that whole kind of thing, which was awesome. Look, I can't tell you how great it was to catch up to you, with you again. It really isn't, and I've told you a number of times, I'm a big fan of your family. I'm a big fan of your mom and dad and all of the brothers and sisters that I have met. It's just really impressive. And Kimberly, thank you. I want to be able to keep in touch with you.
Yes.
And if there are some other things that we can do for you here on Faith in the Zone, do me a favor and go to faithinzone.com and listen to some of, you know, the past episodes and some of the things that we're trying to accomplish with this show. I think I think you'll be a fan of the show. Again, guys, the name of the book, A Few Words on Your Identity in Christ. It's a book written by women for women that we, us guys, should buy for the holidays. And even after the holidays, if you're an Amazon Prime member, go on Amazon.com. Or you can go to the website, thefewwomen.com. If you want to buy it in person, get a chance to say hello to Kimberly, get a chance to meet Tierney Gill and some of the other authors on the 18th, which is this Wednesday. It's a holiday book signing, and it's in Richfield. Terrace 167. I keep wanting to throw an N in there. I don't know why. Terrace 167. Again, the website, afewwomen.com. Kimberly, thank you. Tierney, it's so good to see you again.
Good to see you too.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas, Mike. Thanks for having us.
And go Packers.
Go Packers. And there goes the mute.
This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You've been listening to Faith in the Zone with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner. You can hear Faith in the Zone every Sunday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. To find past shows, exclusive podcast, or to contribute with an inside tip for a guest, simply go to faithinthezone.com. Faith in the Zone is an inside look at people of sports and their walk in faith. Join us again next Sunday for Faith in the Zone, right here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.